This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Tēnā koutou, nō mai anō. Welcome to Citizens Advice Bureau, Otipoti Dunedin monthly resettling in Aotearoa show. Ko Anna Aho, I'm the manager at CAB here in Dunedin. So our show is for anyone, but particularly for those who are new or resettling here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and navigating life here. CAB's core service is to help you know, understand and exercise your rights and your obligations under the law here in New Zealand, and then discuss the options you have for resolving your issues. The other part of our service is to ensure you know how to access the services you're entitled to. We really like to empower people to know and understand their rights and have the confidence to take action themselves with our guidance. Our help and advice is free, and importantly, we are independent of any government agency or department. Anything we talk about remains completely confidential, and we support anyone about anything. So tonight is part two of our workplace bullying topic that we started last month. If you missed it, you'll find it on podcast on the ORFM website under our show, Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau. So sometimes you might think that your employer is treating you differently because you are not from New Zealand. And just to reiterate what we discussed on our show last month, treating an employee or fellow employee differently at work because of nationality, ethnicity, skin colour, religious beliefs, race, is all discrimination and is unlawful. So again, your first step would be trying to talk to your employee if you feel comfortable doing this, and to discuss your concerns with them and give them an opportunity to explain their behaviour and or change it. If that does not work, you can raise a personal grievance or complain to the Human Rights Commission, which we discussed last month, and we're going to just revisit that again later. But migrant exploitation is, however, happening here in New Zealand, and you may have seen some of these instances reported in the news. So migrants who are working unlawfully without the appropriate work visa and those on temporary work visas can be especially vulnerable to exploitation. So migrant employees have the same minimum employment rights as any other employee in New Zealand. If you are a migrant worker, you shouldn't be treated any differently. And it's unlawful for any employer to exploit you, for example, by not allowing you your minimum employment rights. If you're an employee, regardless of whether it's full-time, part-time or casual, you have these minimum employment rights, and they're around things like your hourly pay rate and ensuring you are paid at least the minimum wage. We actually have an article on our website, www.cab.org.nz, which is how much is the minimum wage. Minimum rights are also around your hours of work. These should be written in your employment agreement, and before you start work, your employer should be clear about these. For example, your employment agreement might state how many hours you'll work each week, your start and finish times, and the days of the week you'll work. Again, we have an article, What Hours Do I Have to Work? So take a look at that for more info. Also, minimum employment rights around things like parental leave, annual leave, sick leave, dismissal, and restructuring. You and your employer can agree on greater employment rights than what is the minimum. For example, you know, you might agree on that you get 5 weeks annual leave rather than the minimum 4 weeks. Again, there's an article on our website, What Can I Do If I'm Not Receiving My Minimum Employment Rights, which guides you through how to deal with this. There's also a link to a letter template if you prefer to write your employer a letter or an email rather than speaking to them. So the other thing is that you can report migrant exploitation to Employment New Zealand. Migrant exploitation is when your employer takes advantage of your position as a migrant worker and treats you unlawfully. And you can report that online to Employment New Zealand at www.employment.govt.nz and then look under the resolving problems and then migrant exploitation. Or you can also go directly to the form to report it, which is https://gethelp.employment.govt.nz. And they will aim to contact you within 3 working days. You can also get help reporting migrant exploitation. Or if you need an interpreter, you can call the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment on 0800 200 088, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5:30. Citizens Advice Bureau would also be able to help advise you if you were unsure how to report migrant exploitation, or just to guide you how to get in touch with them or how to report it. Or if you need help to figure out your minimum employment rights. You might also be eligible for a migrant exploitation protection visa. If you hold an employer-supported work visa and want to leave your job because of mistreatment at work, you might be able to apply to Immigration New Zealand for a migrant exploitation protection visa. And it allows you to quickly leave the job where you have been exploited. You can then legally stay in New Zealand while you search for another job. And this visa is valid for 6 months or until the expiry date of your current work visa, whichever is lesser. You can apply for the migrant exploitation visa after Employment New Zealand has assessed your situation and given you a report of exploitation. It's called a report of exploitation assessment letter. So once you have received that from Employment New Zealand, then you're able to apply for that visa, but not before. So you have to have received that report. You'll need to apply for the visa within 1 month of receiving that letter, the report, and you must have a current works visa that specifies the name of your employer on it. This visa, yes, like we said, this visa allows you to leave your current job quickly while the exploitation is being investigated. You can work anywhere in New Zealand for any employer with this visa. The visa does not cost anything and it has a high priority, so it should be processed quickly. You can read the above migrant exploitation information and advice on our website in the article, "I am being mistreated by my employer, but I am afraid to say anything in case they report me to immigration. What can I do?" So there's an article specifically on that. And again, if you need any further information after reading those articles, you're still a bit unsure, give us a call. And remember, we do have access to interpreter services as well. So moving on from that, sexual harassment is another form of bullying in the workplace, which we did actually mention briefly in last month's show, but I just was going to elaborate a little bit more on that. So sexual and, in fact, racial harassment in the workplace are illegal. You shouldn't have to put up with any behaviour that makes you uncomfortable at your workplace. Whether you're dealing with sexual or racial harassment in the workplace, the steps you should take are actually the same. But sexual harassment is unwanted or offensive sexual behaviour, and both the Human Rights Act 1993 and the Employment Relations Act 2000 make it a form of unlawful discrimination. Sexual harassment can occur in a variety of situations and covers a range of behaviours. If someone is sexually harassing you, they might be making or repeating offensive sexual jokes. They might be asking you unwanted questions about your sex life. They might be making unwanted sexual advances. They might be victimizing or threatening you because you've rejected sexual advances. They might be sending you unwanted messages or pictures or other images containing sexual content, or they might be making unwanted physical contact with you or stalking you. And you do not have to tell the person harassing you that their behavior is unwelcome or offensive. Even if the sexual harassment is unintentional and the person being offensive is unaware of how their behaviour affects you, they can still be held responsible. Unlike harassment under the Harassment act. This sexualized behavior does not have to be repeated to be considered harassment. So it could just be a one-off. So if you're experiencing sexual harassment in the workplace by a coworker, a customer or client, you may wish initially to confide in a friend, or you can complain directly to your employer. Again, sexual harassment in the workplace is illegal. You shouldn't have to put up with it or put up with any behavior that makes you uncomfortable. Your employer must investigate your complaint. If the employer is reasonably satisfied that your complaint is well-founded, they must take all possible steps to stop the harassment happening again. This may include mediation. If the harassment happens again after you've complained and your employer hasn't taken steps to prevent it, or it was your employer that sexually harassed you, you can bring a personal grievance against your employer or complain to the Human Rights Commission. But you need to choose one of those options, not both. If you want to raise a personal grievance under the Employment Relations Act, you have 90 days to do it. And if you want to complain under the Human Rights Act 1993, you have 12 months after the incident to make your complaint to the Human Rights Commission. We have articles on our website on being sexually harassed at work. What can I do? That has an external link within it about making a complaint to the Human Rights Commission. We also have an article, What is a Personal Grievance? And an article, How do I raise a personal grievance? This article also has links within it to a letter template on the Employment New Zealand website and links to learning more about how to raise a personal grievance. An employer needs to ensure all employees know that sexual harassment will not be tolerated. It's also important that there are written policies and procedures in place about preventing sexual harassment. If sexual harassment does occur, there must be someone in the organisation the employee can complain to and a procedure for resolving it. Nobody should ever be subject to unfair treatment just because they made a sexual harassment complaint. Also, it's important to note that a sexual harassment complaint can be made if an employee finds something sexually offensive, even if the other employees do not. Remember that sexual harassment complaints are subjective and that the person does not have to tell the offender that they found their behaviour unwelcome or offensive before they start the complaints process. If the behaviour involves an unwanted or forced sex act or behaviour, it is sexual assault, and you can report this to the police. 105 for non-emergency, or if it's urgent and say the person, it's just happened and the person is still there or has just left, then you would always dial 111, which is the emergency number. If you are reporting a sexual assault, you can ask to speak to a police officer in private and request a female officer, if that's what you want. There is also an article on our website, How Do I Report an Incident to the Police? And within that article, there's a link to download the information for victims of sexual assault pamphlet that the police put out. We also have an article on the CAB website, Are There Support Services for Victims of Domestic Violence or Sexual Assault? So it's important to note that sexual harassment that might occur, it's important to note that sexual harassment actually might occur at any time, not just necessarily in the workplace. So any time in your life, could be by landlords, shopkeepers, government staff or others you deal with in your public life, and all of that is unlawful. You have the right to be treated fairly and with respect and to be free from unwelcome sexual conduct. If you believe you have been sexually harassed, you should firstly keep a record of the incidents you found offensive. So this is generally not within the workplace. This is anywhere in your life. Talk it over with someone you trust and who will keep the information confidential. And you can always raise it directly with the person or people involved, either face-to-face or in writing. You can have a friend, family member or another support person present when you talk to the person involved. If you feel uncomfortable with any of the above, you may have a sexual harassment contact person, like say at your work, or your area, or your place of study, at the university or at school, or a property manager or the property company, or counsellor, principal, etc. You could also talk to community law, who offer free legal advice, and you can actually just ring and talk to the Human Rights Commission. They have a free, informal and confidential service for questions or complaints about unlawful discrimination or sexual harassment. And they've got a free phone number, 0800 496 7877. So that's 0800 496 7877. Professional bodies like doctors, lawyers, accountants and other groups have their own rules within which their members must operate. And their disciplinary committees are responsible for following up on any complaints of unsatisfactory behaviour, which includes sexual harassment. With the internet and mobile phones nowadays, sexual harassment may be of unwanted material uploaded to some media platforms like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. Remember, too, you should never download or upload anything on your device that could result in a complaint against you. You should figure out how to block incoming mail or calls on your phone. NetSafe, here in New Zealand, provides help and support with this kind of activity, and their service is free. And they have a website, www.netsafe.org.nz, or you can call them toll-free on 0508-638-723, or you can email them at help@netsafe.org.nz. There's also an online contact form that you can find on their website, and you can also text them 4282. So image-based abuse, sometimes called image-based sexual abuse, revenge porn, or sextortion, is the name for the non-consensual sharing of intimate images, and it is a type of online sexual harassment and can be an offence under the Harmful Digital Communications Act. NetSafe can also help remove that contact and advise you on the options you have available. Intimate images, videos can be of someone nude or semi-nude. Often these images are produced and shared with someone consensually. This doesn't mean that this person has consent to share them with any others, and that's under the law. Image-based abuse can also include altered images or videos, or make it appear that a person is in an intimate image or video, but they didn't produce it. So sharing or threatening to share nude or nearly nude images or videos of someone else without their consent can be an offence under the Harmful Digital Communications Act, and a potential offence under other acts. If prosecuted under the Harmful Digital Communications Act, penalties can be large fines of up to $50,000 or up to 2 years in jail for an individual and up to $200,000 for a body corporate. If your images have been shared without your consent, you should screenshot the content if you can and record the URL, the time it was posted, and any other relevant details that, like how it made you feel. And you can report the content to the platform that it's on, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Report the profile account of the person who shared the content to the platform, and contact NetSafe if you would like advice on the options that are available to you. There are apps that can help too. There's one called stopncii.org. It's a free service for anyone over 18 to get intimate images or videos removed from social media, including Facebook. You don't need to send the image to any moderators. It all works from your own device that's got the original image to track and remove the photo or the video online. Under 18s can get help too. There's a website called Take It Down. So Take It Down, all one word, .ncmec.org, and it works in the same way as the stopncii.org, but for under 18s. But, you know, if you want any advice on any of that, again, Citizens Advice Bureau can help you. Just give us a call or come in. So there's another situation that might arise relating to workplace bullying that we haven't covered yet. And this is if you're in a temporary worker situation or... you know, that's anything like labour hire for business, it could be called, or a temp, you know. But if the manager at the organisation you've been temp to or that you're working temporarily for is treating you unfairly. So, like, if you work on assignments for another organisation by a temp agency, then that work situation is actually called a triangular employment situation. And in those triangular employment situations, the worker might be called, like I said, temp, secondment, labour for hire. But since June 2020, an employee who is in those triangular employment situations can, again, raise a personal grievance against the employer or the agency that you're doing the temp work for. The people that employed you, to do the temp work for the other people, so the agency, and also apply to the Employment Relations Authority, that's ERA, to add the controlling third party to any personal grievance claim if the latter's behaviour actions contributed to the problem. So, yeah, just to conclude really for this evening, bullying or any form of harassment or discrimination in the workplace must be investigated, and the person affected must be supported by the employer. There should be always be policies and training to prevent and respond to bullying and harassment in the workplace. Employers need to foster a respectful culture and encourage people to report incidents. If an employer is not sure how to respond, they should also seek advice. You can get advice and further information or explanations on any of the above from Citizens Advice Bureau here in Dunedin, as well as on our website, www.cab.org.nz. And like I said earlier, we have language assistance and interpreter services available. You can also get advice about workplace bullying from your union if you belong to one, or from Otago Community Law. And remember that MB, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, also has an early resolution service. But just be aware that they cannot help with reporting migrant exploitations, issues that are already being dealt with through mediation or the labour inspector, if you're doing a personal grievance, or the cases that are already before the Employment Relations Authority or the Employment Court. And remember that the Human Rights Commission offers complainants free and confidential advice, as well as access to translation services. So, yeah, you can contact CAB here in Dunedin on 471 6166. That's our direct dial. You can call the nationwide free phone on 0800 367 222. That may be answered nationwide though, but you can always ask, like if you've rung that because you don't have data or any minutes on your phone, you can always ask for whatever CAB around the country answers it. You can say, can you please call Dunedin and ask them to call me back, which we can do. You can email CAB via our website online inquiry form, which you'll find on our website under Find a CAB Contact Us. It's on along the yellow ribbon. And our hours are 10 to 4. So we open at 10 Monday to Thursday. We close at 4 and we open at 10 on Friday and close at 1. Thank you to our listeners tuning in this evening. I hope that's been of some help. And it's always available on podcast if you want to listen to it again. Thanks to Otago Access Radio for hosting us. Actually, if you have any ideas or topics for our show, you can always email us under that same Find a CAB on the yellow ribbon on our website, Find a CAB, and fill in the online form under email us, and just make sure you mention that you're making a suggestion for our radio show. We're also on Facebook, CAB Dunedin, and on Instagram at citizens.advice.dunedin. So please follow us and check out the posts we share about your rights. Noho ora mai. Stay well, and also stay warm. Mā te wā.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.